There's three different responses to the peace deal. I think the majority of mainstream Colombia is very happy that the war's come to an end. People were tired of the fighting, and they're looking forward to sort of a normal democratic process. And this is obviously the main narrative of the government as well. But you have an opposition to the deal. So the former president, Uribe, is really keen to punish the FARC and to really sort of go for a war to complete extermination. And there was a referendum while the deal was on the table where the far right mobilized in a way which was quite, even for Colombia, quite unprecedented. And they linked the deal with all kinds of things, to gay marriage, to the takeover of the world by the forces of communism and so on. And in this mood of hysteria, on a popular plebiscite, there was actually opposition to the peace agreement as it was originally formulated. So they had to change it a little bit. So the terms of the peace agreement are also quite important, because everything apart from the FARC giving up their arms and surrendering basically to the state was off the table. So no changes to the economy, very few changes to the political system. And so none of the sort of the original demands for social justice and greater participation in Colombia's very close democracy were granted. So there's a third constituency, which is, if you like, to the left of the mainstream, which is very concerned that under the terms of the peace deal, it is true that the main guerrilla group has given up their armed struggle. But in fact, the paramilitary right, which is very widespread in Colombia and has got many links with the military itself, hasn't disarmed. And in fact, one of the main triggers for the original formation of the FARC, the guerrillas, was the fact that a lot of people were getting killed from right-wing death squad violence. And in fact, those conditions haven't basically changed. So to say that Colombia is a country at peace after the peace deal is a bit of a stretch. So what we have had since the peace deal is a continuation of many of the problems. And what you can see actually is that the source of the problems weren't so much in the armed struggle of the FARC, although that did have its own set of problems. As to a large degree, the violence in Colombia has been perpetrated by far-right groups, far-left groups.